Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute's Daily Challenges. These are daily challenges intended to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus in today's busy commuting lifestyle. We follow a weekly rhythm of a new idea Monday, exploring it in the Bible Tuesday, exploring a change on Wednesday, acting on it Thursday, and reflecting on it Friday, before a weekend of rest and community. If you're not sure what it means to follow Jesus, check out our Christianity 101 course first. It'll give you a great basis for understanding where we're coming from in these daily challenges. We've been looking at Jesus's sayings from the Sermon on the Mount that start with "Blessed are." They're called the Beatitudes. We're going to look at one more this week. Then we're going to take a break to focus on Christmas, a little time off, and then in January, we'll continue with this series. I want to start today by thinking about a story from the news. As you've probably heard, Will and Kate, members of the royal family, were in hospital. An Australian radio show tried to call the hospital and get some information. The radio hosts, who are in a lot of trouble now, as their joke went completely the wrong way, claimed they never expected to actually be put through to anybody caring for Kate. They expected that they'd be hung up on, and they never expected that any of the repercussions for the nurse that they spoke to or themselves would ever happen. Professional radio hosts are used to this kind of thing. They're used to pretending they're people they're not, whether it's just that they're having a bad day and they have to appear to be happy and shocking on the radio, or maybe just because they are used to making prank calls like this, calling and pretending to be people they're not. And when you do that enough, it can be easy to forget what reality really is. Well, pretending to be the queen and her son on the phone, you might forget that you're dealing with real people, a grandmother, a father, all caring about a woman who's sick, probably a little scared at her first pregnancy. It's easy to forget that that's reality, and to start to think it's just about getting more ratings for your radio show, or that it's all about getting a good laugh. Well, we all wear masks like this in our lives. There are always times that we're acting like people we're not, to gain something. And my question for you today is simply to look at your life and to say, well, what different masks or roles do I have? Who do I have to act like I am at work, at school, when I'm with family, when I'm not, when I'm at church, if you're part of a church community, or when I'm not? Think about all those different roles in your life, and we're going to explore them more in depth later this week. But for now, just list them off. If you're working with a discussion group, share it with them. We encourage you to start your own, too. If you're not working with anybody on this course right now, then grab somebody you know from the train, the workplace, your neighborhood, wherever you spend your time. Start a group with somebody you care about. Have a good discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow.